Today's shiur of Mishnah Berurah Yoni, the Siman Tov Reish Ayin, Dvarim HaAsurim VaMutarim VaChanukah, the things that are Asur and Mutter on Chanukah. So he says, B'chof Hei B'Kislev, on the 25th of Kislev, Maschil Shmoinas Yemei Chanukah, commences the 8 days of Chanukah. The Asurim VaHesped VaTainus, and it's Asur to have any Hesped and eulogies or Tainus or fasting on Chanukah, aval mutarin da'asiyas malacha, but it is permitted to go ahead and engage, okay, in malacha. Let's see, Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Aleph, maskimin shmeinas yemei Chanukah, he bayis sheni, because in bayis sheni, we're in the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Aleph, yibayis sheni kishemochul malche risha, when the terrible evil Greek Empire were ruling over Eretz Yisrael. Gazu Gzeros al Yisrael. They went ahead and they made some terrible Gzeros al Yisrael. Uvitnu Dasam. And they basically destroyed their religion and tried to destroy the religion. And they did not allow B'nai Yisrael to go ahead and engage in Torah and mitzvah. Upashtu Yadam B'mamonam Uvnoseim. And they went ahead and they basically took for themselves the money, the property of B'nai Yisrael, and they took their women. Basically, they defiled their women. And these Yevanim went ahead and they entered into the Beis HaMikdash. And they breached in the Heichal. Terrible things they did. They brought things like pigs into the Beis HaMikdash. The Timu HaTaharos. And they were Matamei, all the Taharos in the Mikdash. Bitzalehem, the Yisrael Ma'od Mipneim. And things were very bad for Bnei Yisrael because of the Yevanim. Ulechatzum Lachatz Gadol. There was great oppression. Ad Sherichem Aleim. Until it was Hashem, Elokei Avoseinu, was Merachem, had mercy on Bnei Yisrael. Goshiyam Miyadam. And he saved them from the Yevanim, the Tzilam. The Gavru B'nei Chashmonai. And how did Hashem go ahead and B'derech Nais? How did he go ahead and get this victory? It was via the Chashmonai. Gavru B'nei Chashmonai, HaKohanim, HaGedolim, these Ma'atim, the Chashmonayim, the Kohanim Gedolim, they went ahead and somehow they were able to beat in battle the great Yevanim Vahargum Vahoshio Yisrael Miyadam. And they went ahead and they killed the Yevanim Antiochus and saved Bnei Yisrael from the Yevanim. The Chazra, this was a total victory. The Chazru Malchus Yisrael. And after this, Malchus in Eretz Yisrael came back to Bnei Yisrael. Yasar al Masayim Shana, 200 years ad Achurban Asheni, until the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash. So this was a big issue because, you know, obviously the Chashmonayim were Kohanim, and we shown them all talk about the fact that the Malachim are supposed to come from Yehuda and not from the Kohanim. So this is a big issue in the Rishonim, but the bottom line is they, Bnei Yisrael, ruled via the Chashmonayim until the Churban. And when Bnei Yisrael went ahead and they were victorious over their enemies, they doom and destroyed them. What day was it? What day was these the Chashmonayim? What day were they victorious? So the 25th day of Kislev, v'nichnesu laheichal v'lo matzu shemen tahor b'mikdash. And what happened was they came in on the 25th, as you guys all know, on the 25th of Kislev, they came into the Beis HaMikdash and they did not find any tahor shemen in the mikdash. El pach echad, all they found was one pach, one little container, shahaya munach b'chosomo shel kohen gadol. It actually had the seal, so it was only one little pach of shemen that was tahor. This pach, this little container of shemen, was only able to, in principle, okay, b'derech hateva, light for one day. And there was a nace that this pach shemen was able to light the neros, the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash for 8 days. Ad shekasvu zeisim, kasvu zeisim, until they were able to press fresh zeisim the Otsiyo and bring out Shemen Tahor and have Shemen Tahor. When they zet, Hiskinu Chachamim Shabbos Odor. Based on this, the Chachamim, they were Mesakein, they established the Chachamim of the generation, Shiyu Ayamim Elu, that these days, Chilosan Esrim Bechamisha Bekislay, it started with the 25th of Kislay, Yemei Simcha V'Halel. These were days of Simcha and Halel, Umadlikin Behen, Haneros, Ba'erev, and part of the Avoda, besides the Halel, that we say in Davening, was to be Madlik, the Mitzvah Hayom, was to be Madlik, the Neros, Ba'erev, in the evening, Al Pischei Abatim, right at the doors of the homes, B'chol Laila, the Laila, Bishmonas Halelos, on every night of the 8 days of Hanukkah, Laharos, Ulegalos Hanes, to go ahead and to show off and to publicize the Nes. B'hu mitzvah midivrei seifrim, this is a mitzvah midrabanan, Kriyas HaMegillah, like Kriyas HaMegillah. The Yamin Elu, Hein and Ekraim Chanukah. And these days are called Chanukah. Why are they called Chanukah? Otsalomar, Chanu Chaf Hei. So besides the fact that there was a Chanukah, Samizbeach, there was a new inauguration of the Beis HaMikdash, but also alluded to in the name Chanukah was Chanu Chaf Hei. Shabiyom Chaf Hei, on the 25th of Kislev, Chanu Me'aveyem, they went ahead and they rested. And they were, okay, they basically no longer were oppressed by their enemies. They were victorious from their enemies. So they were able to be at peace and rest. Chanu me'aveyhem. And that's Chanukah. Umnei she'ein yimei simcha v'halel. And since these are yimei simcha v'halel, that's why lakach asur b'hen ha'hesped v'hatainis. That's why, if it's a yimei simcha v'halel, that clashes with being able to eulogize and to fast on those days, and that's why they are usher behesbeid of Batanis. And also he says, Noagin Aniyim, the Saveb Bechanaka Alapsakim. The Minagiz Aniyim go around on Chanukah and they knock on the doors, the Yesh Tam Lazat. So you might have not known this, you might not have seen it, okay, because we always think of Dafka Purim, that's when there is a mitzvah Matanos Aniyim, but there's actually a Minag for the poor people to go and for you to get stuck up on Chanukah. And the Prima Gadim in explaining this, Minhag brought down the Magen Avraham, Prima Gadim explains that the basic idea was that the Yevanim, the Greeks, they would mevatel the three pillars of our Yadus, Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim. Torah, we know all the stories that they weren't allowed to learn Torah, and they used to fake it with the dreidels, okay, and Tefillah, as well as Gemilas Chasadim, and this, therefore, there's this aspect of Gemilas Chasadim, Prima Gadim says, of Aniyim coming and you going ahead and giving not only your kid Chanukah gelt, but the Aniyim some Chanukah gelt. Let's move weiter. So he says, Mr. Brewer, Sifkot and Beis, Vasumim Behesbein, U the Tainis. It's also Behesbein Tainis. It's Ayin Lakam and Simon Tafesh Peivav, Sif Aleph, in the Mishnah Brura. So here he's referring to what we're going to see in Mirz Hashem when we get to Hilchas Megillah, that is an issue of before and after. Those who learn Meseches Tainus. Those of us that have Tainus know there's not only an issue possibly on Chanukah itself, where it's Asur Behesped of Tainus, there's an issue of what about before, the day before, and the day after. The bottom line, halacha is that the day before and the day after, when it comes to Chanukah, actually is permitted be Tainus Ubehesped, although there are those that say that the day before, although it's Mutter and Hesped, is permitted to go and have eulogy. It could be that the day before, not after, would be usher for some other reason we'll see later, betinus. But now he's just talking about the actual 8 days of Chanukah are usher behesbeid betinus. And again, this is not always such a simple thing. Someone, a relative dies, a close relative dies, and you want to be masked with him, so it's problematic. Same way Rosh Chodesh, it's problematic to go again and give a hesbeid. And this is something that is, it's halacha. What exactly is done in these situations when you want to be masked? So different rabbanim have different lahachim in terms of not giving a full hesped. Maybe you go ahead and you give lessons about the mace. But again, that's already a little borderline. My mother, Allah Hashem, passed away. Chalamoy, it was aser be hesped. So again, I spoke to the rabbanim and they said you could go ahead. Also, talmidim came. So they were matir me giving messages. People would grow from my mother, Allah Shalom. But again, in principle, Hesped and Tainus, same way it's also Aron Chalamoy, because of the Simcha, Rosh Chodesh, it's also on Chanukah, because they are Yemei Simcha V'Halel, as well as fasting is also as well. We now move weiter in the Shulchan Aruch. It says, Hanoshim, V'Noagos Hanoshim. And the minhag is, for women, Shalola, so even though it's a day that's Mudr Basiyas Melacha, meaning even though it's a Yom Tov of Chanukah, a Yom Tov de Rabbanan, they did not aser it B'Melacha. That's what he says. That's what Shulchan Aruch says. It's only a Yom Tov asked Simcha V'Halel, to negate Hespedin and Tainis. But the Shulchan Aruch says the minhag is for nashim, for women, not to do melacha when? Ba'od shaneros doltos. Not to do melacha while the neros, while the candles of Chanukah licht, is lighting. V'yesh mi she'omer she'ein lahakel lahem. And there are those that say that one should not be makel with women regarding this at all, and that it should be makbid, that they should not be doing Malacha during the time when the candles are lit. Now, what does this all mean? Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. Hanashim, Sifkat and Gimel, Dafka Nashim. Specifically, according to the Shulchan Aruch, specifically Nashim that were Nayeg not to do Malacha, Lefisha Nasa Nase Al Yedeim, because the Nase was done Al Yedeim via women. We're going to see coming up the story of Yehudis, right? That she, you know, basically started the, got the ball rolling by chopping off the head of the general. For those of you who listen to the Rabbi Hill tapes and the official Schechter, sort of chopping off the head, get very dramatized in those little kiddies of tapes. But the bottom line is, it's a chazal that Yehudis, as we're going to see coming up, went ahead, fed cheese and things like that to the and wine to the general. He went under. And she chopped off his head. We'll see coming up. Anyway, so the Nase was Al Yedeim. So therefore, since the Nase was Al Yedeim, they are the ones that are Nayeg. They have more of an Indian to be Nayeg in this. Yesh Mekomo Shigama Anoshim Machmir Mizeh. And there are places when the men also are Machmir, not to do Malacha during the Chanukah lift. Sifkat and Dalet, exactly what I just said. Ba'ot Shaneiros Dolkos. Dafka during the time when the candles are lit. They're based on in the home as opposed to the time that it's lit in the shul. Kedei Lahakir She'osir L'shtamish La'ora. And the idea is, this minhag was to basically be a heker, symbolic, so that a person will recognize, and people will recognize, that you're not allowed to use the Chanukah licht in order to benefit from it at all, to read by it, to use it for malacha and things like that. And how long is this for? V'hu kechatzi shah. This isser is only the first half hour. And even if the candles are lighting longer, the minhag is for women not to do malacha the first half hour while it's lighting, because that's the ikar adin. That's how long it has to light. We'll see exactly how these halachas play out. Okay, that's how long it has to be able to light. It blows out. We'll see what the halachas are when we get there. Okay, now we move right there. Sif katan. Hey, she'ein lahakelahem. Tavi kedvarim amutarim. These are like things that are in principle mutar. Lachemim and others would nago. They would knowing by him iser. She'ein lahakelahem b'fneim. You can't go ahead and be matir this in front of them. And it was written in Shulte Giborim. And it's also agreed to in the Tshuva Chacham Tzvi. Shebe makom shenagu iser melasos melacha kol hayom yesh limchos biyadam. He says that in places where they have a minhag not to do melacha all day because it's Chanukah, he says you should go ahead and object to this. And this is a big yisayi. Ki abatala averei, because batala is what? Is Avera, just to be off. It leads to boredom and Avera. Okay, the idea is a person's supposed to work. Now you'll tie it to me. Maybe you'll stay in learning all day during Chanukah. So that might be mutter. In other words, if you got to be actually going to be doing, you ask a Shaila, you want to take your vacation during Chanukah, but not really a vacation. A vacation from work and learn all day, that's already you know, something to talk about, supposed to talk about, but just down to take off on Chanukah, that is not from and not work. That is not the way to go. Post could do talk about maybe the first and last day, similar to what you have, let's say, on Yom Tov Sukkot, the first day and the last day, I mean, nothing like that, but definitely taking off the 8 days and not working, okay, on Chanukah, you see, is not agreed to by the postkin. Sif base. Ribui asudos shemarbim bahem. He says to go ahead and have extra sudas on Hanukkah, that is something that you're not mechuyev to do. You're not, according to Shulchan Aruch, there's no chiyev to have a suda like you have by Purim. No chiyev. Shalom kavom lemishta besimcha. Because unlike Purim, it was not established to go ahead and drink and have a suda. The Mishnah of a Simcha, look at the Mishnah Brura, Sifkaton Vav. This is a very famous Mishnah Brura, and I'm sure you've all heard one time if you haven't seen it inside. Shaloka Va'um, the Mishnah of a Simcha, Elalahalalahalos. Unlike Purim, which they established to have a Mishnah drinking and a Suda, to be Mesameach, here, found the mitzvah of Mishnah of a Simcha, Elalahalalahalos. Rather, it's to go ahead and praise and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'niratam, and it appears that the reason is the lo kavu kan l'simcha kimo b'purim. The reason, seemingly, that they did not establish Chanukah for simcha like by Purim, ki b'purim haya hagzera, because by Purim, what was the gzera? The gzera was l'hashmin l'harov, to go ahead and destroy and kill as habufos, the physical Jew, shehu bitl mishneh v'simcha, to go ahead and to destroy and kill the yid, that is killing his body, which is a bittul of what? Mishnah v'simcha, because you were killing his goof. That's what they were doing. That's what Haman, HaRasha, wanted to do. But Loaz are the nefashos. They didn't go after the nefashos, per se. Obviously, if you kill them, you kill the nefashos too. But Sha'afilu Hemiru Dasam. Again, you're not killing the nefashos for Olam Haba, but right, you're taking away their life in Olam Hazeh, but, and they can't do mitzvahs anymore, obviously, if they're killed. That's what I meant by, you know, obviously the knocking out, but they can't do mitzvahs by killing them. But that wasn't the attack. The attack wasn't on their nefashos, wasn't on their mitzvahs. That's a memela. Because even if, in the time of Purim, even if they would have went ahead and given up the religion, chas v'shalom, lo yomakabal isam, that wouldn't have been accepted by Haman. Therefore, when Hashem saved Bnei Yisrael in the time of Purim, the establishment of praise and praise for what? The establishment of praise and thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu was via what? Was via also Mishteh V'Simcha. Right? Gam Kein Ayideh Mishteh V'Simcha by Purim. Masha'en Kein B'Maisad Antiochus. Unlike by Antiochus, Shalom Gazar Le'em Laharog La'ashmid, there was no Gzeira to kill Bnei Yisrael. In the time of the Yavanim and Antiochus, Rak Saros, Shmadois, Kedei Lahamir Dasan. All these Saros, and even the killing that might have went on, was all in order to get them to give up their religion. The whole goal was basically to make Bnei Yisrael forget their Torah and to keep them from doing the Ratzon Hashem. And if Bnei Yisrael would have went ahead and been machnia themselves, they would have went ahead and mevatel themselves liyot kavushin tachas yadam, to go ahead and be subservient to the Greek and their religion. La'alos lahem mas, if they would have been nice and gave taxes to the Greeks, v'chayzer l'amunasam, and they would also go ahead and not keep their strange religion and follow the Greek religion. That's what they would have done. Chas v'shalom, lo yu mevakshin yisa. They wouldn't have. Not, the Greeks would not have wanted anything more. But even so, HaKadosh Baruch Hu went ahead and made an ace that Bnei Yisrael was able to beat the Yavanim in the Melchama, the Nitzchum, the Kach Lo Kivon, since it was a spiritual war, as you all know. Again, they killed the Greeks, but they killed the Greeks in order to save the Nefashos, to keep them able to learn Torah, mitzvahs, the Kach Lo Kivon, El Hodos Lahalo Levad. So therefore, the actual establishment of the mitzvahs hayoyim of Chanukah was not the mishteh, the simcha, but rather it was through halel and hodah via both saying halel and lighting Chanukah licht. Claim our cave, shame, rachelum, no yais, and nizah. Since that's what they wanted to go ahead and prevent us from doing, they wanted to prevent us from praising Hashem and thanking Hashem. The chvor b'dasa chas v'shalom, to go ahead and do just the opposite and to be a kofar on the mitzvahs Hashem and on the hashkar and on the Yudim Alikrim, who has Rasa Yisbarach, lo Fikus Mama, the Gabri Adenu. And with the help of Hashem, they could not, their plan was thwarted, and we beat them out. The Kach Anu Maidim, Umeshabchim, we thank Hashem, and we praise Him, Al Shayalonu Lelokim. We praise Him that He was for us our God, v'lo azavnu mi'avodaso, v'lo azavanu mi'avodaso, and that we were not forced to give up on our avodas Hashem. Sif katan zayin. Let's go to, let's just finish up here quickly in the Ramah. Go to the Ramah. Yesh omrim. Sheyesh tzas mitzvah b'ri b'yasudus. Comes the Ramah, just so you don't think Suda by Rebbe is something that, you know, is just a made-up thing in the yeshivas or whatever. Yesh omrim sheyesh tzas, or you want to go in your, when you have your Suda in your house, a Chanukah Suda in your house, not just stam games. There are those that say sheyesh tzas mitzvah b'ri b'yasudus. There's a mitzvah in going ahead and having Suda, extra Suda, extra Sudas, mitzvah of Chanukah. Because on those days, that's when there was the dedication of the Mizbeach. When? We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Sifkot on Zion. What's the reason why there's a mitzvah of Ribu Yasodos? Ribu Yasodos, having a Suda on Chanukah. On the 25th of Kislev, Dafka, Kedisa, the Medrash, the Meleches, HaMishkan, Nigmar, Esrim, the Chamisha, the Kislev. Because the Meleches HaMishkan, when was that? When did you have the Meleches HaMishkan? When did you have the Chanukas HaMizbeach? When was it finished? On the 25th of Kislev. I thought it was in Nisan. No. El Shehintanakosh Baruch Hu Ba'akama Ad Nisan Shadal Ba'yitzan. It was really, they were finished building the Mishkan in the Midbar. At when? Chanukah. Chafei, that's what the Medrash says. But they held off, the Medrash says, until Nisan, when Yitzhak was born. I'm going to go now ahead and pay back Kislev. And he paid him back with the whole Chanukah, with the rededication of the Beis Hamikdash in the time of the Chashmonaim. The Gam Sham Bimei Antiochus, and that was in the time of Antiochus. What happened? He says not only was it a payback on Chavei Kislev, but it was really also a rededication when? In the time of Antiochus. Like what he says. Because from the time of Antiochus, what did Antiochus do? Antiochus went ahead and he defiled the Beis Hamikdash. The Yasu Chanukah Sabayis. And Bnei Yisrael went ahead and made another Chanukah Sabayis, Rishmona, Yomim Elu. So it's not Dafka on the 25th, but even on all 8 days of Chanukah, there was a rededication, okay? Again, at the time of Chanukah, that's the famous Rashi and Ramban on Aaron and Baal Oscha, that there was already a reference back then. If you check out the Ramban. To Chanukah, to the rededication of Chanukah time of rededicating the Beis Hamikdash, and therefore there's a inyan of going ahead and celebrating the Mishteh, Ribui Sudos, due to the fact that there was a Chanukah, we're commemorating the Chanukah, the inauguration of the Mikdash and the Mishkan. And look what he says now. And the minog is to say, Zmiros Zishpachos. During these sudos that you're having, these extra sudos. V'azavi sudos mitzvahs. This is a famous extra extension here of the Ramah. Because he's coming and he's saying, when is it a sudos mitzvah on Chanukah? See, Purim, it's a sudos mitzvah. It's a chiv to go ahead and have a sudah. Obviously, you should do it in the proper way. But that's a mitzvah. What he's saying here is, if you want to make the sudah of Chanukah really a sudos mitzvah, it has to be al yidei zmiros b'sishbachos. Look at Sifkot and Ches, Miros. Who had in the Nisuyeh Bas Talmud Chacham Lama Oretz? The same Indian, when a Bas Talmud Chacham marries an Lama Oretz, Im Omrim Shiros, Havi Sudas Mitzvah. Because maybe when a Bas Talmud Chacham marries an Lama Oretz, it's not so portion to the Sudas Mitzvah. But if you go ahead and you have Miros and Shishbachos there, that will go ahead and uplift it to the Sudas Mitzvah. Sifkot and Ches, Bas Havi Sudas Mitzvah, Rasul Omar, B'tzeirav Zeh. You need to have both. You need to have the Indian of the Chanukah Samizbayach, of Chanukah, with the fact that you have Shiros v'sishbachos, Miros v'sishbachos, v'chasa v'rashal, shekhol ha'osa k'deil, k'deil shevach v'makom, l'parsim ha'neis ha'mitzvah, ha'kol sudas mitzvah. Whoever goes ahead and does this in order to give shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to go ahead and publicize the neis or the mitzvah, so of course that will be a sudas mitzvah. We'll continue with the rest of the Ramah tomorrow. In general,